Blog Talk Radio.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chicken in, you feel me? B-Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Rick Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chillin' with my homegirl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all riding the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me.
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement, or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
Listen to that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group. And I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Welcome to Chocolate City Radio. Tonight's episode is Chocolate City After Dark. Woo! After dark means so many things. It can mean you're getting ready to go to bed, might go to sleep, and then wake up for the next morning, or it means you're in the bed listening to me get you all hot and bothered and you're ready to fuck. After dark means so many things. It's just all about your mindset and how freaky you are. Me and Dahlia are two freaky-ass females, so with us, it means we're in the bed, butt-ass naked, legs open. Niggas, a dude got our little coochie lips open, and they playing getting us wet, and we about to fuck. That's what after dark means to me. What about you, Dahlia?
Of course.
You little after dark whore.
Oh, there's a daytime?
Only for people that don't have a life. Only for people that don't have a life. It is. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. This show is to make up for last night. I thought about it. I was like, you know what? I haven't done an After Dark show dedicated to R&B and sexiness in such a long time. So now it's time for me to go ahead and bring it back for the lovers and everything like that. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to play the best old school, new school R&B, and we're going to get it fucking popping. So, and I'm also taking requests, online requests. You know what I mean? So it's like, yeah, so we're going to be tweeting. We're taking online requests. I'm going to play some music you heard before, music you ain't heard in a while, music that will be like, oh, shit. Like, damn, did she just play that? Be like, mama, did you hear that shit?
I remember that song.
Yeah, that mama comment was for LV. Okay, I have to give a special shout out to Maserati. He couldn't tune in tonight because he's in upstate New York and he doesn't have good phone signal. But I know you're going to go back and you're going to listen to this show. And I know you're going to be tuning in soon. So, baby, I still love you. And I cannot wait for you to come on the show so we can, like, turn it up and then we'll turn it out.
Hey.
You know how it is. You know how it is. So, first, I'm going to play this song called Umbrella by Jay Harden. That shit is awesome. So, here we go. Umbrella. Damn it. Here we go. Yeah.
Umbrella, 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 umbrella. It's raining, it's raining. Kelly Bump and Grind.
Ooh, okay, okay.
Oh, yeah.
I got you, girl.
For sure, for sure.
Okay, so here goes Bump and Grind.
Summer's here, and that can be one thing. Freaky day. See, that's that shit.
Okay.
My mind's telling me no.
But your what?
My body.
But my body.
Your what?
But tonight, chica. Chica, chica.
You be hitting them notes.
Because I've opened up.
By the way.
Halfway to the understanding of the way.
Yes. Mm, that's a throwback right there.
Yeah, it is.
Yes. like the one that I got pulled up right now, it's like, oh my God, it's just like, it makes you feel a certain kind of way.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it is.
I'm ready.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Ready. You know what? I can't even say none of the new school R&B is fucking with the old school, to be honest with you. So I might.
The '90s was a business. They better be lucky. Like, I was born in 1990. I would have probably had a million babies.
Yeah, like, I might as well stay there. So, here, this is what I want you to do for me tonight. I want you to take it just like this. Damn. Shut up. You got something to say. Okay, you know I'm coming over, right? And when I get there, I want you to take that big, fat, juicy booty you got and make it clap like that for me.
I got you.
My bad. Proceed.
So how you been
What you doing, boo?
I've been maintaining. You already know what time it is up here. I've been maintaining.
Yes, you have. And you stay in contact with a bitch. I got to hand it to you. You are consistent.
Well, I can't say that because I lost contact at one point, you know, but I found you, though.
Yeah. So you like a storm. You weather in and get the hell on, and then you come back on the set season again.
What season is this?
This season right now is to see how good my pussy is.
Yeah, you already know what time it is. It's gonna stop my tongue up, huh?
Damn.
You know, I talked that stupid shit and I backed it up. You already know.
Yeah, I've seen the pictures. Like, oh God, girl, he should be a porn star. He has got.
I was gonna be one though, but they tried to buck. They tried to jip me on the prices on that shit. So I was like, fuck it, I ain't gonna fuck with it.
You should have charged him by the inch.
Okay.
They really tried to fuck me over on that shit, like thinking I was gonna do a little joint for like $300. You know, I mean, what I look like a crash dummy or something? This one I was like 22.
Whoa.
You know, they tried to just throw a little $300 at a nigga, like I'm a ball for that shit. And I know how much
these
making. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I was young. They just tried to play me like, because of my age, like I don't know what I'm doing.
I mean, shit, maybe you didn't know what you was doing. I mean, I can't say that you do, because I ain't
legit yet. Mommy, you talking with a dude, right? Hey, look, I had three women at one time. Most men dream about that shit. I did that shit. You know what I mean? So it's nothing to me.
I mean, I do know that you have the dick size to withhold a few women and, you know, not really knowing what the stamina is, but it's okay because, Dahlia.
Yeah, I'm here.
I've seen pictures of his dick, and I swear, girl, it's like he could give you a fucking hysterectomy.
I'm not finna play with you, but,
He is like one state over.
I love my body, though.
That's good. That's important.
Well, gotta take care of that.
I like mine. I'm working on it.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Hey, Mommy, you don't got no Facebook no more?
Yeah, it's Chock, C-H-O-C, Mommy, M-A-M-I.
Oh, you must have deleted me then.
No, I got kicked off.
You know how she is.
I'm going to fuck around and get kicked out of my motherfucking shit.
No, I've had this one for a very long time, so I'm pretty good right now. So, I mean, I'm all straight.
Yeah. So, I got a fucking dude, right? That shit off the chain, you're.
No, thank you. Do not add me. I'm good.
I was not going to say. I wasn't going to add you.
Yeah, but I stay away from groups because them is what got me fucked up the last time.
Oh, God. How many groups was you in? You only got one.
I don't know, but they was hot groups. Bitches was hot. Once you're in a group on Facebook and you've been hot listed, it's like everybody, they target everybody in that fucking group. So it doesn't matter what the fuck you do, you're guilty by association.
True.
Now, Dolly, do you have a song that you would like to hear?
Who, me?
No. Damian.
Oh, man, you done caught my goddamn government.
You'll be all right. I ain't caught you. Like, hey, money.
Let me see what I got. Let me see what I want to hear. I'm going to hear nothing slow right now. I'm sorry.
Well, honey, it's an R&B. That's all we doing right now. It's after dark.
R&B? Okay, well,
You know what, while you're thinking about that,
yeah.
I got a good one right here. Whew. Yeah, this is a throwback classic right here. Hmm.
some shit.
Damn. Shut up, Dahlia.
Because you know I'm talking shit.
Hello.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Exactly. I mean, I'll always be my favorite. There's nobody else who can turn me on like I turn myself on. But,
What movie was you in?
What movie was I in?
No, Pinky.
What movies was she in?
Yeah, you said until she started making movies. She was her favorite porn star. What movie?
No. Chocolate until I started making movies.
Oh,
Pinky was my favorite until I started making my own movies, then I was my own favorite.
Oh, I'm trying to see one of yours then.
I don't know about that. I don't know if America's ready for this.
I don't know if y'all was ready for mine.
Well, y'all get ready for this one. This is what Mr. LD Long Dick requested.
I want some Color Me Bad. What are you talking about?
Oh, nah. Hold on.
I want to sex you up.
I have that one.
Oh, nah. Thank you.
Don't let nobody say it ain't so. of all the times I say that I'll see you another day. Baby, now I'm gonna change just these sentiments of the world to me. Baby girl, I keep you first, yeah. That's the kind of love you deserve. And you know I gotta love if you need a love, yeah.
Thank you.
about, but I didn't want to move too fast. Cause I knew that when I saw you again, that I wouldn't want to let you pass. My eyes have seen the glory in the coming of your smile. Oh, where if you ever come round again, please stay for oh,
I'm
me as you wish it came back, came back. Oh, 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 you say the name, you I want to you.
Before I do.
Mm-hmm. Well, when he beating my pussy up, he's gonna have to give my pussy time to
recuperate.
Yes, yes, yes. Like for real.
Girl, yes. Like what cracks me up is like you know, like if you're doing it or whatever, and you be laying down, like as soon as you get up, like it just goes like down your leg, you know. Like as soon as you stand up, that yes. Shit.
Man, that'd be the best.
I be done, but then when I get up and I feel it just going down my leg, I be like, fuck it, gotta put it to use. Let's get back on it.
Yes, that those love juices, his nuts
yes.
Come and just, oh my gosh. Man.
Yes, and I be trying not to squirt too fast because after that, I be out of energy. I be out of it.
I'm sure.
Oh, shit.
A few of the times I did squirt from the finger. I was like, oh, yeah, he wanted to give me some dick, and I mean, I took it, but he couldn't make me come. So I had to do some visuals.
Like, what feels better to you, like a regular?
Rewind, please. What did you hear you just say?
That's what happened when you snooze, you lose.
Damn it. I mean, he couldn't make you come, so you have to use your fingers.
Now, I had to use my imagination.
Oh, who the fuck was you fucking some nigga that was talking all that gangster shit?
He never talked shit. He said he did what he said he was gonna do. He said, I'm gonna make you squirt. And I'm like, you can't do that. Ain't nobody done that in my 43 years of life. That nigga made me squirt. I ain't say he had the best dick game, but shit. It was
he did what he said he would do.
Yeah, and his dick was pierced. I've never been with somebody that had their dick pierced.
His dick was pierced?
Yes.
Oh, hell no.
Aye.
Yes. It had a little hoop. I mean, like he didn't wear it all the time, but when he put it in there, girl, I swear, yo, that shit was, ooh, God. Hold on. Y'all gonna make me want to call this nigga.
I've never seen a dick piercing. like, in person.
I have a friend, and his peers, and when we fucked, he had left it in Connecticut. Girl, when I tell you I'm so glad he did, because he ain't need no help. Like, them 11 inches, and that shit was damn near fit like a soda bottle. He ain't need nothing.
Yes.
Yeah.
So here's my question to you, Chop. Do you like curved dicks or straight dicks?
I like dicks that get the job done. If that motherfucker got to be curved to hit the spot and you fuck me right, then that night I like curved. If that bitch is straight and you fuck me right, that night I like straight.
I'm sorry.
I don't know, like,
sometimes
I like curved.
Curved.
I like curved, but the thing about curved is sometimes, like, you tear.
Now,
well, I tear.
I take them off with me.
I tear. What my straight ass dick, what you talking about?
Huh?
I tear shit up with my straight dick, what you talking about?
I'm not saying you don't.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Like,
yeah, I mean, I just personally, like, where my G-spot is, a curved dick can hit it. I mean, I'm sure another big dick can, but he's the biggest dick that I've had. So, with that being said, he's 9 inches, like, with it curved. So, with it straight, I really don't know. But, I don't know, it's just something about it, because it just... Like, it goes in, and then it just hook you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't, it ain't going, like, you know how sometimes, like, you have sex, and, like it gets really, really slippery, and, like, it slip out? That don't really happen.
When it slip out, it comes from the pussy being so damn wet.
Huh?
When it slips out, it comes from the pussy being so damn wet.
Yeah.
Or and a nigga, or he just don't have to. No, he just don't know how to fuck either or.
Or his dick is short. Like, some dudes always want to hit from the back, and their dick don't be long enough to have that stroke, right? You know what I mean? So they come out too far, and that shit come out.
Yeah.
If they fuck,
yeah, they be trying to act like they dick so big, and then you be like, nigga.
Yeah. What the fuck is you doing? Like, really?
Nigga, your dick is not that long. You know it ain't. Quit trying to...
Nah. You funny.
Quit trying to add some length to it.
Measurement.
Well, I mean, Mr. D don't got nothing to worry about that. So, whoo, yeah. This one right here, this is a perfect song for both of y'all nasty motherfuckers on my show. Right here. Freak me, baby.
Don't you mind?
Hold on.
I have a request too.
Okay. After I play this song, you come with your request, please.
Okay.
It's coming. Like I need to. Oh, shit. Get naked, baby. Get naked for me. I'm coming over.
You gotta say that. I'm already in my box.
That ain't naked.
Wait,
I'm
Yes, lay me down, take my clothes off, let's get naked. Let's get naked and fuck! Okay, yes, Dahlia, what's your song?
Marcus Houston can get in.
You know what? Me and a certain person was talking about that whole B2K, Raz B, Chris Stokes, Marcus Houston shit. Fucking laughing, like he was like, you know, Raz B just really fucked up their ruined their careers, right? I'm like, yeah, because Marcus Houston, has he come out with anything since they made that settlement and shit?
I don't know, not that I heard of shit. If you gotta ask that question, you know.
You know, and then somebody, then the crazy dude is like, yo. He's like, I was behind. He's like, I was a little slow on that shit. He said, when I read that shit, now he's talking about Raz B. He's like, yo, Raz B stands for raspberry.
Oh, my God. It probably do. Raz B, raspberry.
Yeah, I think he was going to be like, yeah. He said, I even had to go all on YouTube. He said, when he called Marcus, he was like, when you took me downstairs, you put your dick in my booty.
The fuck is he talking about?
You were so dumb. Like, that whole conversation just had me fucking rolling. Because, Dahlia, you, from the show last Friday, you know how that funny that nigga can be and he can make you laugh. So,
yeah.
Rolling today when we was talking about that, because he just kept saying, yo, this nigga is calling up other people. Remember you had your dick in my booty. Like, what?
That nigga. You are the worst. OMG.
No, what's crazy is I wanted Raz B on the show.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, hell yes. Because I was about to ask that nigga, like, okay, when you are a victim, like, we're all taught as kids and teenagers, if somebody touches you or does something to you in a sexual way that makes you feel uncomfortable, you are to tell and you're to stay the hell away.
But my thing is, y'all are grown and related. Like, what the fuck?
The question is, when did you stop being a victim and start liking it?
Exactly. First off, exactly.
It only takes you one time to take my booty. I'm not fucking with you no more. I'm not about to stick around and make no 4 or 5
songs and shit.
And then
singing about bitches when clearly you getting fucked in your ass.
And how the fuck somebody gonna make you fuck somebody else's dick?
I want to bit that shit off.
Clearly, nobody can make me eat your coochie. I'm sorry.
Exactly.
Now, if they got a gun to my head and it's click and it's like a
click, click, boom.
Chamber, you know, if they did a game, like they did a game like TK 40 grind, girl, I'm all and I'm eating the shit out of you. But if this comes to us, then I'm just saying.
Right.
I don't have no understanding.
You and me both.
Because when he came on my show, oh my God, I had a chick that like puts on strap-ons and fuck niggas in the ass. She was going to call in and ask him some questions. I was going to give it to that little fruity booty nigga, as Chris Brown called him on Twitter.
Oh yes, that was hilarious.
Yeah, I was going to go in, you know. So that was the highlight of my day when I got off work, listening to a drag on make, like, laugh about that situation. Because for him to say the shit, he's like, raspberry. I'm like, oh, wow.
What's and you know, fun? Drag, you don't really talk about people like that. You know what I'm saying? So for him to, you know.
Yeah, but I mean.
For him to say something, I know it was just that much more hilarious.
And I'm like, damn, raspberry, wow. I don't want to eat nothing raspberry. I don't want nothing raspberry flavored. Because then I would think about raspy calling niggas about, why you stick your dick in my booty?
You were so stupid.
I don't even ask my nigga when I have one and we fuck. I'll be like, why you stick your dick in my booty? Shit, I gave it to you.
Girl.
I gave it to you. That's why you did it.
Right. But for somebody to just take it. And my thing is, that shit don't go in easy.
No. So what are you saying?
So it wasn't like, oh, I was asleep and he stuck his dick in my booty. It wasn't even like that.
No.
It was, ouch. Ouch.
You know what I'm saying? And my thing is, out of all of the motherfuckers, the only one that's doing good right now is Omarion.
And he's even whack as hell now. Like,
okay, but he was signed to Cash Money, but they dropped his ass because he was a little too, you know what I'm saying? He's a little too gay for them.
Shit, please.
But they was like, that's what they were saying. That's why,
like, Lil Wayne ain't.
Lil Wayne. He's different.
He's different.
He is suffering from fumes from raid and insect spray from people. You know what I'm saying? So Wayne is different. But
wait, he's suffering from what?
From being sprayed. He'd be like a fucking bug, so he'd be sprayed with insect spray. He's like, okay, here, prime example. Tonight, go look at the video of A-Rap Money, the remix. And when Lil Wayne comes, his part comes up, look at him. And I promise you, if you got some bug cleaner in your kitchen cabinet, your ass don't want to spray your motherfucking TV.
I can't do him. I just can't. He's, Looking at him is hard enough.
I might let him lick my ass because he looked like his mouth full of shit anyway. Yes, I will toot it and boot it.
You dumb. You,
And then after he eat my ass, I'm going to be like, now go kiss baby.
Right. Two guys, one cup looking at him.
Yeah.
Now you got me looking at the video.
Oh shit, what is your song, Stallion?
what was wrong?
No, what is your song that you wanted to hear?
Well, I would like to hear Tyree, Sweet Lady.
Ain't shit sweet about you.
I lost my virginity to that song. It wasn't even sweet. The dick wasn't even that great.
Play his new joint, baby. Why don't you just play? The one, you know, the new one, but baby, won't you just say?
Okay.
Oh. Yeah, just play that after her song.
Okay.
I love that song, too. Tyrese can get fucked hard.
Girl,
like, drills.
Like,
I will ride him so hard, it'll break his body in half.
No, you won't. Because I know some people that have been at swinger parties with him.
I don't give a fuck. He can swing that dick right over here.
Uh-uh, girl. I heard that shit was bigger than an anaconda. You might want to rethink
his dick? Ooh, it's big? Ooh.
Big. Like,
ooh, yes. That's what I need. Like, if I'm not walking funny the next day, you ain't hitting that shit right.
You know what? I swear, if you wasn't in a relationship, I would, like, introduce you to this dude that somebody is going to introduce me to. And I that he fucked you where you couldn't even walk. Because he sent bitches to the hospital.
Ooh, that's my kind of evening. I don't mind being in the ER.
No, here, listen to your damn song and calm the fuck down. Yeah.
No, I'm saying.
Love for all I've got. Thank you.
Is there somebody snoring?
Nah. Not at all.
True.
Yeah, you are.
I can't wait till that new Friday. This Friday come out, the last Friday.
I know, it's coming.
Unbelievable how your body is calling me. Why you wanna be sad or something? Come here, baby, let me give you something. I wanna give you all my loving. Yeah. You're looking at me, I'm looking at you.
A nigga wanna do something to you.
Back and he's gonna ride the chocolate wave and
We're going to have a good time. He's going to make up for last weekend.
Daylight.
Then Wednesday, I might have to do a special show if I get confirmation about Pink Triple X. Also, you remember Sean Paul from Youngblood?
Oh, fuck, yes.
Well, we've been talking via DM Twitter, and I'm about to hit his people to come on the show, and I'll
put
the magazine.
He is so fine. He can get the business.
Facebook. I ain't going to ask you for no thing, but I just want to see your picture. You got a Facebook?
Huh?
You got a Facebook?
Yeah.
Look me up.
What's my name?
No, look me up. I mean, you knew it, right?
I mean, I'm on my phone right now. I'm in the car.
Oh. Well, what show is that?
It's Caprice Scott. Is it? I'm be telling my government name over the radio and shit. No, I'm just kidding. You know, I'm wanted in 16 countries. I'm just joking. It's only 9.
Damn.
Can you find me?
Nope, I don't see you.
Okay, I'm light skinned, and like it's like a close up on my face. It's Caprice Scott, and I have like rainbow beads on. How you spell my name? You spelled it like the car?
No, I ain't spelled like the car.
Caprice, C-A-P-R-I-C-E, Scott, S-C-O-T-T.
You see, you got what on?
Like, it's a close up of my face, and I have like a rainbow necklace on. It's like rainbow colored beads.
Dallas, Texas.
Huh?
You in Dallas?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Wow, you're beautiful.
Aw, thank you. You're so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate that, for real.
No problem. Can I send you a friend request?
Yeah.
Just see how I look. I'm ugly as fuck. Just get that.
Shut up. Do not.
I just sent you one, though.
Okay, cool. Once I get off the phone and everything, I'll accept.
Well,
so
we are about to end the show because I got some shit to do, and I think I might be cooking tonight.
You might be what?
Cooking.
Oh, I'm not even going to say what I thought you said.
Oh, fucking?
No,
I'm about to go.
No, not even that.
Oh, I'm about to go down here.
You about to get a hookah?
I'm about to go.
Mm-mm.
You hear me, Dahlia?
What you say?
I said, I'm about to go downstairs and cook me some crack. Now I'm just
like.
Girl, I got a meth lab in my house.
Girl,
I don't know how
to make no cookies.
I like cookies. Well, not crack cookies, but regular cookies. You know, my fat ass be eating.
I bet it do.
Well, my skinny fat ass. Well, no, I do got a fat ass.
That's all. A lot of Texas women got fat ass down there on the low. I just came from Houston.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, I was in Houston.
That's what's
over
up.
There by Harris County. Yeah, I was out there.
Oh, okay. That's not too far. I'm a couple hours away.
Yeah, it was like 2 or 3 hours, depending on traffic.
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked it down there, though.
That's what's up.
Well, you need to take your ass back and like it some more.
You need to bring your ass down here while you playing.
I'm coming. Oh yeah, I'm coming. Yes,
I'm coming later.
Yeah, I'm coming down here.
You coming?
Yes. I'm coming. So Tuesday night we have Dive Bar. Oh shit! Excuse me. Wednesday night. I'm still waiting for confirmation. Friday night, we got Global Gangsters. Dahlia, I'm going to need you to be on your motherfucking A-game Friday night, because these Chi-Town niggas is off the motherfucking chain. That's the one that said he was going to fuck the ink off my tattoo.
Oh, well, you know, I'm never off my game, so
yes,
with that being said. You said it's what?
It's about 5 or 6 of them motherfuckers.
Mm.
Hey, Capri.
What's up?
When you look at my recent status, don't, you know what I mean? Don't judge me. That's all.
Don't judge you?
Yeah. Don't judge
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. I'm just kidding.
No.
Chuck, who was that lady on Twitter that we were talking to when we were adding, it was me, you, her, and Espy.
Oh, that's Jazzy.
Yes. She said I look like a Barbie. She said you were the only female that actually could be pulled off as a Barbie. I thought, I said, no, I'm a mermaid.
Oh.
And I am. I am a mermaid, guys, just so you know. I'm not a fucking Barbie. I am a mermaid, so.
There's too many Barbies out here in this world. And they don't even look like fucking. I said, yeah, there's too many Barbies out here in this world, and they don't even look like Barbies.
Right, and Barbies are not all that. Mermaids are always 100%
Barbies
better.
Barbies are make up. They make up down. Like, fake. For real.
Don't get me wrong. I like my eyeshadow and stuff, but when that shit come off, I don't look like a complete different person, you know?
I'm talking about all that, the other stuff they put on them to make them look beautiful.
Yeah. I mean, I still look like me, just without colors over my eyes. But other than that, I do my eyeshadow, some lip gloss, and be out. Inchy-hoo.
Well, y'all ain't gotta go home, but y'all gotta get the fuck off of here. I got shit to do.
Alright, it was nice having you on the show.
It was
alright, y'all.
Back. Very nice. We relaxed tonight. Tuesday will be turned up.
Yeah, hell yeah. I'm about to hit this bar right quick. Get my dance on, get my drink on.
Oh, call me so I can hear when you get home.
Oh,
you know what? You already know it goes down. You already know what happens in my house when I come home from the club.
Wow.
It's a tango.
Well. Yeah.
Can't be too loud. Got company, you know.
So you model.
Welcome to the jungle.
Do I model?
Yeah.
I do some picture taking. Everybody considers themselves as a model. Do I get paid to model? No. But do I have photographers who want me to do certain things? Yeah. But I don't get paid.
Not yet, but she's getting there.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to be on the cover of Hustler. Oh, yeah. Once I get this body right,
I'm going to be on it, but short, too.
Huh?
Are you short?
I'm 5'8".
Oh, wow. You look short in that pic.
Nah, I'm 5'8".
Seven of them.
Hmm?
I've only seen like 7 of your pictures. That's all.
Oh. Okay. Well, y'all, I'm fenced to go because I'm about to get out this car.
You guys
have a blessed night.
And thank you.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Thank you guys for riding the Chocolate Wave. Make sure you tune in on Tuesday. We'll be here.
What time?
Right.
What time?
9:30.
Okay, cool.
All right. Good night.
Good night.